Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. And from collegiate to pro sports, the sports calendar is in full swing. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Celebrating this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of this weekend's pro football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any game this weekend. If your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. And before we get too deep into quarter number four, we have a winner from the Ask Ross segment, and it is Manny from Mannheim. So, Manny, I'll be getting in touch with you. You win the KSN polo shirt. Guys, it's a new year. My resolution is to announce the winner every week without forgetting. All right, guys, quarter number four. Bob, you wrote an article for Penn Law this week. I advise all our listeners, go check it out. Great story. And leading into the 2021 season, Bob, you wrote the 21 items on their checklist for the 2021 season.
Mm-hmm.
Great the way you merged that in, that 21 thing. What we're going to do over the next couple weeks is we're going to take a look at your list and discuss them. So right. Where else but starting at the top? And the first item you have is focus on a fast start. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think that the fan base still hasn't forgotten the Indiana game and what ensued in the 4 weeks after that. They started 0-5, first Penn State football program to ever start the year 0-5. That's pretty embarrassing. You know, they could have easily won the Indiana game, and maybe that would have changed some things. I doubt they were going to beat Ohio State. Maryland really, really did a number on them, but it just seems like they were behind the eight ball pretty early after that overtime loss at Indiana, and it just steamrolled. It felt like the weight of the world was on the Penn State team for the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. That loss at Nebraska, boy, that was another one that's going to stick in the craws of a lot of fans. But 0-5, can't have it, can't do it again. The only problem, guys, is the 2021 schedule is not exactly set up for a fast start. I did some checking, and unless the Big Ten changes their schedule again, which is always possible.
Who knows?
Penn State is scheduled, I believe, to open 2021 at Wisconsin, and then 2 weeks later, the Lions host Auburn. So those are two marquee programs, two marquee powers, two talented programs. So, you know, to try and emerge from that three-game stretch with two or three wins is going to be tough, but they just cannot afford. This is another reason why Kirk Ciarrocca might have lost his job. James Franklin's got to live with 0-5 for the rest of his life. I just think that they got to focus on a faster start.
Yeah, this is the 0-5 puts by the 2020 teams puts, you know, obviously this 2021 team, but you know, for a while you got to change the narrative, right? And 0-5 is a big narrative for Penn State. And Bob's right. The underlying toe here is, according to the schedule right now, they got to play Wisconsin and Auburn in the first 3 weeks, coming off a season where they started 0-5. And it's like, you know, it's sort of the white elephant or the boogeyman in the room, if you will. It's like, oh my gosh, we cannot be slow out of the gate like we were last year. Otherwise, it could be disastrous.
The one thing I saw someone make this suggestion, guys, and especially with the Wisconsin being the first game on the road, win or lose that game, someone suggested making the Auburn game the whiteout game because that game will be so critical, whether you had beaten Wisconsin or not. A September game, I'm all for it. I think a whiteout with Auburn would be a lot of fun in September.
Would that and be again, like white banners over the lower bowl? I'm just asking.
I'm hoping that we're going to get fans back in the stands this year, Andy. I'm fingers crossed for that. Yeah, we don't need that, Andy. Okay. Okay. Let's move on. Number two on your list, Bob, was get acclimated to a new play caller. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Mike Yurcich is the guy. Like a lot of coordinators, he's a nomad. He's been all over the map. Kirk Ciarrocca was all over the map as well. OC quarterbacks coach at Texas, worked with Justin Fields at Ohio State, spent a lot of time at Oklahoma State also, Shippensburg. So in-state, little shout out there. He's been around the game a long time. I'm sure he's got his own philosophies. I'm going to be real curious to see what his offense looks like. I'll also be real curious to see how much he builds his offense around Penn State's returning talent. I think that's also another important thing is, don't just run your offense. Make sure you're playing to the strengths of the offense that returns. I do feel like, though, the fact that it just seemed like the Penn State offense in 2020 just lacked juice. And they lacked juice, and they had one of the more dynamic receivers in the Big Ten in Jahan Dotson, who's coming back, led the Big Ten, I think, in receiving yards, really built himself into a next-level player. Great after the catch, great hands, got yards consistently against some good secondaries. So he's got to be – if you're Mike Yurcich, I mean, that's a nice piece to have. You better hope Noah Cain's healthy, I think. I think a running game where you got to really respect the feature back is also a key component to maybe what Yurcich wants to do. I'm not sure that defense has really feared a Penn State offense where really the leading rushers were the two quarterbacks. It's kind of hard to really, open up the playbook when the other team isn't that worried about – your feature back. And I think all of that worked against Ciarrocca. But I think that if everyone can stay relatively healthy, Yurcich certainly has some very intriguing pieces almost at every position. But ultimately, if he can't get Clifford or Will Levis to complete 65 to 66% of their passes, they're going to have some issues. And it's been a while since Penn State's had a guy that could complete 66% of their passes. I think it might have been McSorley, maybe in 2017 or 2016, but that's got to change. And it's going to be some give and take, I think, guys, on both sides. I think Yurcich and his offensive assistants are going to have to work closely with these guys, but also some of these guys have to raise their level of play.
There's a couple concerns when you're talking about this for me. One is, we talked, I think it was Sean Clifford's completion percentage from 2019 versus 2020 went down 3 or 4 percentage points, right? That was a concern. The red zone and the way Kirk Ciarrocca operated the red zone, Bob pointed that out, was a concern. The bigger concern I have is it's a lot of pressure on Mike's going to be in making these quarterbacks more productive, right? Well, if you think about it, this will be Sean Clifford's third offensive coordinator in 3 seasons, right? He had Ricky Ronnie, then he had Kirk Ciarrocca, now he's going to have Mike. For the quarterback position, that's a tough ask, right? As Bob said, the offensive coordinators all are going to – he's going to run James Franklin's offense, but they're all different. And now you're asking your quarterback again, possibly starting off in a COVID era again, in terms of having to have Zoom meetings, less practice, less in-person work. That's a big ask of your coordinator. I just have a lot of concerns. I'm sure for James to make this switch, it caught everybody flat-footed, right? We were like, what the heck? It caught a lot of people flat-footed, but in terms of the red flags that go off for James, they must have been blaring and, been like hurricane-type warning flags for him to make this decision. And based on what it was, but it's also a tough ask on the players. I think it's a really hard ask to think that you're going to get Sean Clifford to 66% completion percentage or something like that. And if that in his third offensive coordinator in 3 years. But if Mike can do it, God bless him.
You know, Bob, I wanted to ask you something about that. We put this on the offensive coordinator, and I think you guys know I had been a big Sean Clifford fan going into this past season. I expected a lot from him. But can you really lay it on Kirk Ciarca when the bad passes that Sean Clifford was making, they were awful. He wasn't under pressure, and he's throwing it way over people's heads. Yeah. There were the 8 interceptions in those 5 losses, and they weren't where he was under pressure. They were just bad passes.
Yeah.
So how much of this is on Sean, and how much can we expect him to improve in another year?
Yeah, so whether you like it or not, part of the job description for an OC is coaching up the fundamentals of the quarterback, and that's decision making, that's awareness, that's you know, footwork, you know. And when you throw bad passes, not all the time, chances are, guys, one of those things is off, with whether it was his throwing motion, whether it was his footwork, whether it was, you know, that Nebraska game. That might have been the worst pass I've ever seen Sean Clifford throw, that interception early in the game where he was nowhere near Jahan Dotson. But you just wonder what Sean was seeing on some of those plays that he didn't make that throw in 2019. So part of the reason, you know, Mike Yurcich is going to get 7 figures is, the responsibility also, I think, kind of falls on him when the quarterback is not getting better at some of the little things. I think it also reflects badly, especially a veteran quarterback, on the OC.
Go ahead, Andy. I'm sure you have a thought.
And the other thing is, and I'm not necessarily defending Kirk here, but, you know, the availability of a running game and a running back, right? So you lost Journey Brown, a proven stud before the season, to Football Forever, and then you get one series of Noah Cain. Well, now you're down to a redshirt freshman not built to be a number one back, and we kind of all knew that, and a pair of true freshmen who have really no idea what they're doing but have some talent. And that shifted for Penn State. That happening in the before the season and the Indiana game, losing Cain almost right away, it shifted even more responsibility to the quarterback position, which we didn't know it then, but came to learn over the next few weeks, was very unstable to begin with, right? Like the core of the quarterback. So it was a lose-lose situation for Kirk.
It was a tough one. All right, guys, that's going to be it for the show. Bob, we managed to get through 2 out of your 21. At this rate, we're going to be done with your series by June.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.